Listen, please.
According to Norwegian and British newspapers, John Sudbo, a cancer researcher at the Norwegian Radium Hospital, fabricated at least 900 patient records in his research on NSAID drugs published in October of 2005. According to the now discredited research, the class of drugs, commonly used for pain management, was found to decrease the risk of oral cancer but increase the risk of heart disease. The field of research is important for the future use of COX-2 drugs and was received with great interest by the United States Food and Drug Administration and other organizations involved in drug safety and efficacy. Several other scientists put their name to the article in The Lancet, but claim they were misled by Sudbo. The Lancet is publishing a retraction in its upcoming edition. Probes are underway both to investigate how this article passed peer review and whether previous research by Sudbo was fraudulent. According to Norwegian and British newspapers, John Sudbo, a cancer researcher at the Norwegian Radium Hospital, fabricated at least 900 patient records in his research on NSAID drugs published in October of 2005. According to the now discredited research, the class of drugs, commonly used for pain management, was found to decrease the risk of oral cancer but increase the risk of heart disease. The field of research is important for the future use of COX-2 drugs and was received with great interest by the United States Food and Drug Administration and other organizations involved in drug safety and efficacy. Several other scientists put their name to the article in The Lancet, but claim they were misled by Sudbo. The Lancet is publishing a retraction in its upcoming edition. Probes are underway both to investigate how this article passed peer review and whether previous research by Sudbo was fraudulent.
Answer the questions.